Okay, as always, the Torah should be L'Ilui Nishmas Rav Geshem and Rav Ari Leib. First of all, thank you to Beis Yisrael for what you sent in for Yom Tov. It's unnecessary, but very much appreciated. I'd like to share with you two pieces of Chassam Sofer to start off with from his Droshes on Shavuos. And from that, hopefully build some insight and understanding into the Yom Tov that we are about to embark upon. There's a question that's asked, it's a famous question, it's the Magen Avraham's question. The Magen Avraham asks, how is it that on first day Yom Tov of Shavuos, we can say that it's called Yom Matan Torah Zeinu? In the end of the day, it's not the day on which Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. If we make a cheshbon, Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim on a Thursday. And that year when they left on a Thursday, 49 days later would also have been a Thursday. And the 50th day would have been a Friday, would have been an Erev Shabbos. Yet, HaKol Moedim DeBeShabbos Nitnot Torah. Everyone is Moedim that on Shabbos Torah was given. And if that's the case, asks the Magen Avraham, how can we say on first day Yom Tov, Yom Matan Torah Seinu, by extension, why is it that really Shavuos is celebrated on the day prior to that of giving the Torah? Chutz La'aretz, we have Yom Tov Sheni, so maybe our Yom Tov Sheni is actually given extra importance because it is on the day commemorating when Ma'amad Har Sinai took place. But Ma'amad Har Sinai took place on the 51st day. Ask the Magen Avraham, if so, how can it be that we say Yom Matan Torah Seinu on the first day of Shavuos? There are many different truths to the Magen Avraham gives truths to. The Chassam Sofer in his Droshes suggests the Teretz as well. Says the Chassam Sofer, there's a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph that tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was Moisif Yom Echad Midatoy. Ma'amad Har Sinai was actually meant to have been on Erev Shabbos on day 50. And the reason that it ended up being on day 51 was because Moshe Rabbeinu added on Yom Echad Midatoy. That's the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. Moshe Rabbeinu was Moisif Yom Echad Midatoy Vehiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imoy. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking with him to the Osi Shina at Safra de Shabbat. The Shina only arrived on Shabbos morning. Instead of coming on Erev Shabbos morning, on Friday morning, the Shina only came on Shabbos morning. Asks the Gemara, my Dorash, what was Moshe Rabbeinu Dorish from the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gave him the right, or that gave him the inspiration, or that gave him the koyach to defer Ma'amad Har Sinai by a day? Says the Gemara, he was Dorish the Pasuk, Devikidashtem Hayoim Umachar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, go and tell Klal Yisrael, Vikidashtem Hayoim Umachar. Be Mekadosh yourselves today and tomorrow. This was on a Wednesday, on a Yom Ravi. Be Mekadosh yourselves today, Wednesday, and tomorrow, Thursday. And the next day will be Ma'amad Har Sinai and Erev Shabbos. And Moshe Rabbeinu made a cheshbon like this, Hayoim Kamachar. Today has to be like tomorrow. There's a hekesh. We're comparing when the hayoim to the machor. Just like the machor, it's leiloi imoi. It's an entire day of erev vavoiker. So to hayoim needs to be a complete hayoim of yoim veleiloi imoi. And here kva ozlale the leilo dohaidno kva ozlale, the leilo of tonight has already gone. Said Moshe Rabbeinu, Vikidashtem hayoim umachor hayoim kamachor ma leiloi ma machor leiloi imoi. Just like tomorrow will have its night with it, will have tonight with it tomorrow. Afayoim, so that today has to be Leilayim, Velayla Dohidna Kva Ozla. If so, it doesn't mean Hayoim Umachar, it means tomorrow and the following day. So he defers it to Thursday and Erev Shabbos. Mimele Ma'amad Har Sinai is on Shabbos itself. So some Sefer asked the Pashta Kasha, if the Rebbeinu Shleilah meant Machar, then why did he say Hayoim Umachar? He meant Machar Ulamachar Asay, if that's the drosh that Moshe Rabbeinu made. More than that, when it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was Moisif Yom Echad Midatoy and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking with him, if it's a Hekesh, and that's how he learned it out, a Hekesh is Mufurish in the Torah. It's Mufurish in the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where he said, Bikidash Hayoim Umachar, and the Hayoim has to be like Machar. What does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu was Moisif Yom Echad Midatoy? It's clear in the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has to happen. Says the Chassam Sofer, an amazing thing. There's a difference between we, Klal Yisrael, and the rest of the world. We, Klal Yisrael, keep every day as an Erev Vavoiker.
as a Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Boker, a Laila followed by a Yom. That is the day. Shabbos begins by night, Yom Tov begins by night. Every date begins at Nacht. The Ummus HaOlam, the rest of the world, the night follows the previous day. Where does that come from? In Parshas Noach, after the Mabul, after there being a cessation of day and night, and mazalos and seasons throughout the time of the Mabul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Noach that from now on there's going to be seasons, there's going to be V'layla V'yoyim Lo Yishvaisu. Sorry, V'yoyim V'layla Lo Yishvaisu. V'yoyim V'layla Lo Yishvaisu. And day and night won't cease to exist, meaning, for you, B'nai Noach, from now on going forward in the world, it's going to be V'yoyim V'layla Lo Yishvaisu. It's not going to be V'yi Erev Ayva, it's going to be V'yoyim V'layla. It's going to be day followed by night. And Klal Yisrael had that, sorry, the world had that for everyone in the world up until Mamad Har Sinai. And Mamad Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael were told, you are now going to be the Amanich who are going to receive Torah. We didn't receive it yet. We only got the Sefer Torah at the end. But we were going to be taught Torah. We were going to be taught that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one who created the world in 6 days. And every day was a Vayihi Erev and a Vayihi Voker. So from Mamad Har Sinai onwards, Klal Yisrael become people who keep the day following the night before. Not the night following the previous day, but the night precedes the coming day. Because we, from Mamad Har Sinai, started to keep what the Torah says, Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Voker. B'nai Noach carried on to keep what Noach was told, that it would be V'yoyim V'layla Lo Yishvaisu, day followed by night.
What by Korban Pesach and Mitzrayim? That was at night, and if they followed the night.
So there, because on Yud Dalet they did the Korban, and then they ate it the next night. So you mean, and there the night actually followed the day before, which is good, because by Kodshim it does
do that.
They had an Issa Chometz that day, no? They had an Issa whilst they were eating Korban Pesach, yeah, and then for the 7 following days. Yeah. So up until the Chassam Sofer, so that was the distinction that happened from Mamad Har Sinai onwards. But he said no, it didn't happen from Mamad Har Sinai onwards. It happened a little before. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Shemayim. He says to Klal Yisrael, the Rabbeinu Shalom has said, "V'kidashtem hayoyim, today and tonight, u'machor, and tomorrow night, and the next morning will be Mamad Har Sinai." In other words, we're still B'nai Noach at the moment, and therefore hayoyim means this morning followed by tonight, which was Wednesday, followed by Wednesday night. Umachar means tomorrow morning, because it's Yom B'Layla Lo Yishvaisu, it's Thursday, followed by Thursday night. And Mamad Har Sinai will be on Friday, will be on Erev Shabbos. And Klal Yisrael said to Moshe Rabbeinu, no, one second. Na'aseh v'nishma. We want to be able to already be keeping Torah before we hear about it. In other words, we want to be like the Obos HaKadoshim, who kept Torah even before it was given. And if so, we want to already have our days following the previous night. We want to have Erev Bovoiker. If so, says Moshe Rabbeinu, if that's the case, we've got a bit of a dilemma. Because the Rabbeinu Shalom said to me, V'kidashtem hayoyim umachor. Hayoyim means today. Today, if you want to keep an entire day, like you want to keep Nasa, like the others did, you haven't got Leila Ema anymore. You haven't got an entire day. Said Moshe Rabbeinu, I'll have to make a hekesh, and from the Rabbeinu Shalom's words, I see that I can make that. But this was Moshe Rabbeinu coming along and saying, because you want to have a din of Yisrael already today, therefore I'm going to have to use the hekesh, employ my hekesh in order to defer Mamad Har Sinai by another day. When did Klal Yisrael find out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving them a din of Klal Yisrael already? On that Friday morning. When the Shina didn't come on Friday morning, and Mamad Har Sinai wasn't happening yet, Klal Yisrael knew, we've already been given a din of Yisrael. The Rabbeinu Shem has chosen us. He's chosen us as Am Yisrael already now. The Torah he'll give us tomorrow. But he's chosen us as Am Yisrael because he showed us that we already have a din of Erev or Voiker. We're not Yom Belayla. We already have a din of Erev or Voiker, and therefore the first day couldn't be day one because it didn't have its night with it. The first day had to have been Thursday. The second has to be Friday. When the Shkina doesn't arrive on Shabbat Friday morning, they know that they've become the Am Nivchar.
So when they were counting throughout first sphere, were they counting the days or were they counting in the evening before?
Don't know. Good question. I don't know. Yeah.
Because if you say they were counting the night before, then they already must have been aware of that through the whole sphere.
Yeah, if they were. I don't know. You're right. So finishes off the Chassam Sofer. Omnom. Eich umosai noida lonu shakadosh baruch hu hiskim al yodei. How and when did it become noticeable to us, and were we made aware of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had been masking to Moshe Rabbeinu, Los is lonu din Yisrael lehoitzionu michlal din ben Noach, b'yom ha'shlishi shel yemei Hagbola shuvov b'nisivan, on Vov Sivan that year, on that Erev Shabbos, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu let us know that we've been yoitze michlal ben Noach, and we've become a klal Yisrael. Shemei Aroi Los is boi Torah, v'loi osi ha'tzafra dezayin. Torah could have been given on that day, but it didn't come until Shabbos morning. Shmamino, shehiski mimonu, in kein oz na'aseinu Yisrael. It was actually on Vov Sivan that we became Klal Yisrael. U'me'aroi likroisi yoy matan Torah. In a certain way, we've already was the day of matan Torah, because even though we didn't hear yet the Aseres HaDibros, we were Klal Yisrael in the fact that we can start keeping the Torah. So maybe then, we can understand, perhaps, the brocha that we make, asher bochar bonu mikolo amin, what's the Asher Bochar Bonu? On Vov Siva, on first day Shavuos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Bochar Bonu. He said, yes, I'm choosing you to be Klal Yisrael. You're already the Am HaNivcha, you're Yotze Michal Bnei Noach. And on second day, that's when he actually gave us the Torah. We weren't given it till the first day. We were told we're Yotze Michal Bnei Noach, so we have certain dinim. But the Torah actually was given to us the next day. So it's an amazing thing, therefore, that Shavuos, first day Shavuos, the simcha for us is that we become the Amalivcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yes, I mask him, you're no longer Bnei Noach. You become Am Yisrael. We became Gerim as part of, we became Klal Yisrael on first day Yom Tov. So the simcha on first day Yom Tov, when the Magen Avraham asked, how can you say it's Yom Matan Torah Seinu? You're right. It wasn't that we were given the Aseres HaDibros, but we were given the right to be Klal Yisrael who keeps Torah. And that makes us unique. And on that we are b'sameach on the first day of Yom Tov. So the first day of Yom Tov is about us becoming the Am HaNivcha, becoming, having a din, Am Yisrael, having a din of Yisrael, rather than having a din of a Ben Noach. In which case...
So according to that, there's two separate things.
That's in the Brocha. I'm only saying in the Brocha. So the din is that the truth is we heard our Aseres HaDibros, the actual Torah, then we were taught the Torah Sheva'al Peh throughout the time that we were in the Midbar. We never actually got a Sefer Torah until the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. So that was the continuation of the teaching of the Torah. It was all perhaps a knock-on effect. We became the Am Yisrael, we were told, then we heard our Aseres HaDibros. That was all being mechazik, the fact that the Shekhinah came in the next day to show us we've already become the Am HaNivcha, we've already become chosen by Klal Yisrael. Chosen as Klal Yisrael. So then we understand why Rus is an integral part of Shavuos. Because Rus did that as well. She left being a Bas Noach, being a Ben Noach, and became part of Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara in Yevamos learns a whole load of dinim. When Yevamos Daf Mem Zayin tells us a whole load of things, all the things that we say to a potential Ger Tzedek, of what they're going to have to keep, what they're going to have to be Nizayin, and which Einshim. And we learn a lot of it from Rus. We learn it from Rus, from Sefer Rus. We learn there all the different things that Naomi told her that she's going to have to abstain from, that she's going to have to adhere to. Not just mitzvahs, not just dinim, not just minhagim, but sensitivities. One of the things it says there is that a Bas Yisrael doesn't sleep in a house without a mezuzah. What do you mean, why not? There's no halacha, there's no minhag, you're not allowed to sleep in a house without a mezuzah, else if it's a short one-night stay and it doesn't belong to you. They had a certain sensitivity. They were nizah. And that's part of being Klal Yisrael, means that we become sorim, we become part of joint HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that we are therefore unique in the mitzvahs that we have, unique in the way that we are misnahig in ourselves, and unique in the sensitivities that we have of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. So that's perhaps one way of understanding, one pshat in the bracha of Asher Bochar Bonu Mikol HaAmim. There's a Maharal in Tiferes Yisrael who learns from a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Pei Ches Amud Beis, the famous story when Moshe Rabbeinu comes up to Shamayim and the Malachim say, no, it's not Hechal HaShemayim, Rabbeinu Shemayim, you're giving away Torah to these people, to Kurutze Mechoyme, Yelude Isha, how can you do that? So the Rabbeinu Shalom says to Moshe Rabbeinu, no, answer them. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, a whole load of tainas. Amongst them, he says to them, Kino yish lochem, Yitzhar yish lochem. That's what Torah is about. And says the Maharal, Mikam atalomi, from here we learn that a person who has a milchemes hayetzer should know that rak mishum kach zochu bnei Yisrael lekabolas haTorah. And a person shouldn't become despondent about the fact that I have a milchemes hayetzer and I'm having to fight my yetzer. Why is the Rebbe putting this in my way? It's only because we have a yetzer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. Ki kol cheftzo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu losis is haTorah, the Rebbe wanted to give it to us. To Basav Adam, that who has a yetzer that's burning inside him and is putting him down, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be miskaber on it, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu could come to the Malkei HaTorah and say, "You don't have a yetzer, so it's not for you. You don't have that battle." That's why, on Shavuos, says the Maral, we bring a korban uniquely of chametz, of shtei alechem, which has in it the remez of a yetzer. It has soy shabisa. Because, yeah, it's our Yetzirah that gives us the right to receive Torah.
Is that actually done in the bed?
No. But that's the Korban Shtei Alechem.
So how is it brought
to the Korban Shtei Alechem? It's like some Korbanos are brought and they're eaten by the Kohanim, and then there's animals that are brought with it which go on the Mizbeah. They're really part of the Shtei Alechem, Korban. You know, there's an old mashal that they say of a person who won the lottery back in the day. And when you won the lottery back in the day, they didn't deal in notes. It was coins. It was silver. It was silver, zinc, copper. It was metal that was worth something. So if he won the lottery, he wasn't going to get it in a check. He wasn't going to get it into his bank account. He was going to get sacks of filled with coins. So he went. He's got a wagon driver, and he drove him to the place to pick up his winnings. He picks up his winnings and he goes and he starts to make his way back, and they're making this long journey with a very heavy load, and so overnight they've got to stay in an inn. They find themselves a good inn, and they book in, they check in, they've got guards, they've got everything there to look after, they've got the horses and the wagon in the stable. The next morning they come down, there's been a geneva that night, and no one wanted to really tell this newfound or no longer found to be Osha that what had happened. And on the way walking down to the wagon, the wagon driver says to him, "By the way, your money's been stolen." They haven't even seen the wagon yet. He turns around to him when he gets there. He's broken. He's just lost all his winnings. But he says to him, "How did you know before we even got here that the money wasn't on the wagon?" He says, "I'll be very honest with you." He says, "I saw the horses. I saw them the way they were moving around and the way they were... They were moving around in a very, very light fashion way. I could see that they didn't have any load on the back. There was nothing loaded onto that wagon. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been moving in such a light way. He says, that's the moshel that a yid has to know. When sometimes the going gets hard, when sometimes there's a milchemes hayetzer, it's because we've got a tremendous load inside us. That's why the yetzer hara, that's why it's hard to pull that wagon. Because there's a tremendous oitzer that's inside us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. The Torah is only going to fight with us. You know, one of the things on Shavuos that we do is we eat ma'achole cholov, ma'acholem of cheese and ma'acholem of dvash. Why do we eat ma'acholem of cheese and dvash? So the pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, dvash v'cholov tachas l'sheinich. Dvash v'cholov tachas l'sheinich. And that's referring to Torah. Torah is like dvash, Torah is like cholov. And the fact that Torah is about dvash is the sweetest natural ingredient that you can have. But I saw from Rabbi Leo Mani, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, he says a beautiful thing. He says, you know, if you want to get honey, you need to go to the beehive. You try and getting into that beehive to get the honey. If a person isn't wearing a protective suit that's covering him from head to toe with absolutely no, he's hermetically sealed, there's no way of anything, he's going to be stung to death. Because they're going to fight that he shouldn't get hold of this beautifully sweet honey, and they're not going to let him get the honeycomb. He says, the koichas hatumah in the world know how precious Torah is. Torah is dvash. They'll do everything they can to sting us and to prevent us from trying to get that Torah. And that's, we have to know that when, as we get closer to the hive, when we get, put our hand in the hive, and we try and get in, that's when they're going to fight us the most. When they know that there's the potential for the most tremendous siyata d'shmaya, shvuos, the most amazing siyata d'shmaya that every yid can get. It's the day, once again, where we can become that amanivcha, where we can become that yotzim from Ben Noach and becoming Yisroel. So the Sitra Achra, the Koyches Atoma, will do whatever they can to try and impede us from being able to do that. That we shouldn't be able to concentrate during davening, that we shouldn't be able to learn, that we shouldn't be able to focus, that other things should be able to take over, and we've got to be prepared for what we can be prepared for and what we can't be prepared for. So that we should be able to come to this Yom Tov and know we've got Tvash. You know, more than that, everybody, Asher used to say an amazing thing. He says there's a Rosh. It tells us that Dvash has a quality that if something falls into Dvash, let's say a sting of an animal or part of a bee falls into Dvash, with time it actually becomes Dvash. It becomes transformed into Dvash. That's, says the Rosh, with everything other than if it's a Dabar Sholem. If it's a Dabar Sholem, then it doesn't have an Achi, it won't be turned into honey. If it's not a Dabar Sholem, it will be turned into honey. So everybody asks, you know, about Torah, we say HaNechemodim Mizov, the word Amalek said, it's got a power that's even more than honey. Because if we throw ourselves completely, a Dabar Sholem into Torah, Torah changes us completely. Torah has the ability to change us. It's like Dvash. I'll say, oh, and the only verse, I'm only go partially and only, but no, no. And if something's not completely submerged in the honey, also won't work with it. It's going to be completely submerged. I'm a Dabar Sholem, yeah. Torah is umesukim mi Dvash. It's even sweeter than honey. It's sweeter than honey. Also, the mashal, the Bali mashal say, because honey is something. But here, yeah. Even that Torah has the ability to transform even a dovah shalim. And shvuos, we have that power. Shvuos has that power. It contains that power in it. There's another amazing piece of Rosh Hashanah that one we have to share this together before we get to shvuos. The pasuk about Shavuos says, "V'asiso chag Shavuos, you should make a Yom Tov Shavuos, v'samachto lifnei Hashem Elokecha, ato ubincho, techo, avdo b'amoscho, b'amokim ha'shiyivcha Hashem Elokecha l'shakin shmoy shom, v'zocha ato ki eved o'yiso be'et Mitzrayim v'shamati v'asiso chukim ha'ele." Pasuk in Parashat Re'eh, a very interesting pasuk. We should keep Shavuos, we should have Simcha, everyone, by Beis HaMikdash, it's one of the Shalosh Regalim. And we should remember that we were avodim in Mitzrayim. Says the Chassam Sofer, he says amazing words. He says, you know, Torah was given at the foot of Har Sinai to everyone in Klal Yisrael. Even Dotson and Aviram were there. Everyone in Klal Yisrael was there. Even the people who be'etzem shouldn't have been zoicha to Torah. Everyone was there because there's no such thing. Everyone is zoicha to Torah. He says, and that's another reason why we eat cholov. He spoke of why we eat dvash. Why do we eat macholei cholov on Yom Tov? He says, because the pasuk says, "V'ikravtem." What do we bring? Mincha chadosha la Hashem b'shavua iseichem. What are the Rosh Hashanahs of Mincha Mem chadosha Ches la Hashem lamed b'shavua iseichem? It's Mei Cholov. We become a new mincha. You say, "V'sfadnuchem yochas Hashem yevan shemeshem admochas Hashavas tishchem yevan." V'ikravtem mincha chadosha la Hashem. Also, v'ikravtem. You're going to bring a mincha chadosha. Who's the mincha chadosha? We are the Mincha Chadasha. But the Mincha Chadasha is the Shtei Alechem. The Yid is also the Mincha Chadasha. The Yid comes as a Mincha Chadasha. Mecholov. And the Rosh HaTevis of Mincha Chadasha LaHashem B'Shavua Yiseichem, that you're a new Mincha, is Rosh HaTevis Mecholov. Says the Chassam Sefer, why? Well, what's special about Cholov? He says, you know, if you take milk and you divide it up, your Mevarer, the milk, you can divide it up into three Dargas. The cream, the best part, you take away, you can make cream from it. You can make it into good butter. Secondary part of what's left over afterwards, you'll be able to use that. He says you can make from it cheeses, other types of things that are of mediocre status. And then you're left with just the mei cholov, literally the water, the whey, without any milk, without any cheese left in it, without any cream left with it. And so the truth is, that's useless. There's nothing you can really do with it. He says, one could say, that don't do this beer and leave it all in it, is in entirety. Leave it as you milk it. It's a delicious drink that everyone can be nana from. Human beings, animals, and it gives everyone a time, and he gives everyone chiyus. He says Torah could be the Rebbe Shem could have come along to Klal Yisrael, and he could have said, let's do a birur. I'll give Torah to the higher echelons of Klal Yisrael, to the chachamim, the tzaddikim, and they'll get Torah. The Bnei Aliyah, they'll be the Chema, the Beinoniyim, the people in the middle, they'll be the Gvina, and the Ame Aretz Nebuch, you know what they're going to be, the way. There won't be any Torah for them, there won't be any need for them. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be, said, no, that's not my intent, that's not what I want. I want the Tarumas of the entire Klal Yisrael together. I want everyone together. I want to give Klal Yisrael, I want to separate them from the rest of the world. The Birur will be separating them from the rest of the world. But then I'm going to give them Torah. There's not going to be a Birur within them themselves. And that's we say, Mishum Kach, Nitno HaTorah B'maymed HaNivchar V'HaNifla HaZeh, B'tchilas Tseisenu Me'avoidas Mitzrayim V'lo Yoyinu K'doim L'Zeh. We weren't royal to receive Torah. We weren't royal to receive Torah. We just left Mitzrayim. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that? Give it to us then. Didn't wait till later on when we were in the Midbar. Didn't wait for us to spend time purifying ourselves. L'Hoyrois. Ki ein ma'atzoy v'lo yisya'ish odom mechelkoi b'atoyra afilu im yiyye b'shfala madrega. Even if a person finds himself and feels that they're on the lowest of the madrega, we're in a dough that's so far away from the dough there, and a person feels within that dough that he's still on the shfala madrega. Mikol makoyim kamoyu k'mayagodol shemigdoylim. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah then to Klal Yisrael just after we left Mitzrayim, when we were all on a very, very low madrega. Then we should know Torah is given to anyone and everyone. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore says, V'ikravtem mincha chadosh ala Hashem v'shavu yiseichem, you're going to be like cholov. I want to keep that tarumas of the entire Klal Yisrael together, because Torah is relevant to every single person in Klal Yisrael. There's no one who's going to be left out. I'm not going to divide it into the chema, into the gvina, and then just be left with the useless part, which is not good for anyone. No! There's no such thing as a useless part. Everyone comes together to be part of Klal Yisrael. He says, that's now shut in the brocha of Asher Bochar Bonu. So the Rebbeinu Shalom, Asher Bochar Bonu Mikol Amim. When you want to talk about making distinctions, Birur, Bechira, that's one part of when I took Klal Yisrael Mikol Amim. But then, there's no distinction. V'nosan lo melech Torah. I gave them the Torah. The Torah I gave to them in its entirety, in their entirety. The Birur, the Bechira, the choosing, was us from the Ame Haaretz, from the rest of the world. But when Torah is given, Torah is not given with any distinctions. Torah is given to the entire Klal Yisrael. Rotzolema kimino amim bocharu birer oisonu kaber oichem in apsoiles. Onom achar oisa abereira. After the Rebbeinu Shem separated us from the rest of the world, nosan ones toirosoi loshin nesinahu. Believe birer o bechira. Torah is given to everyone in Klal Yisrael as a matana. Afilu lemisha ein roi, like Rashi says, that it was given by Yitin Amoshe chaloisa. It was given to him as a gift, like a color. That's pshat in the Gemara in Pesachim. Hakol moedim ba'atzeres tavoino nami lochem yoim shenitna boi Torah. Torah was given. It was given as a gift and given to everyone in Klal Yisrael, and that's why everyone has to have a simcha. It says that's why the pasuk when he talks in Parashas Re'eh about Shavuos, it says v'asisu chag Shavuos v'somachto, everyone involved, and the pasuk finishes off and it says, and by the way, don't forget that you are avodim in Mitzrayim. Where does it tell us to have that simcha? And then it says
that we're given it without distinction.
To remember that Torah was given to everyone. We would just come out of Mitzrayim. We were on the Shvala Madrega, and it was given to everyone. And Torah is relevant to everyone. Where was it? Where were we meant to be Mesameach? It says the Chassam Sefer drosha like this: Pamochim Asher Yivcha Hashem Elokecha L'Shakin Shmei Shav. Just don't read it as Bamokim, read it as Bimkoim. Bimkoim Asher Yivcha Hashem Elokecha. Rather than HaKadosh Baruch Hu making a Bechira and choosing, you know what, the Masmidim in Klal Yisrael, the Tzadikim in Klal Yisrael, the Tamidim Chachamim in Klal Yisrael, they're the ones that are going to get it. No. Bimkoim Asher Yivcha. Rather than, in place of making a Bechira to choose who should get the Torah, and it should only perhaps be given to an Adam of a Tzadik, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no, Chas V'Shalom, I want every single person to be able to get it. And rather than there being a Bechira, I'm going to give it as an Asina to the entire Klal Yisrael. Therefore, Tismach im Kulam Bechlolam v'lo Yivcha Hashem Shum Mokim Neshakin Olav Kisi Hashchino Agudo v'Klal Yisrael. Says the Chassam Sofer, amazing words. V'im Loi Tamin if any Yid doesn't want to believe, Shayi Yakein, Bekoichacha, Lefi Miut Erkacha Beine Atzmacha, he doesn't want to really believe that he's got the power to do this. Because he feels, what am I worth and what is my value? Then finishes off the pasuk. Then just for Zocharta, just don't forget, Ki Evado Yisov in Mitzrayim, you also never in Mitzrayim. For he Madrigo Yosef Chusam Me'asha'ato, and we were on a far lower Madriga than we are now. The Rebbe Shem still chose you and gave you the entire Torah. Ki oz ba vaydoscha v'shiflusscha ki bal ta Torah v'niskarafto lifnei Arsinai. Al ken gam ata loitimna alim smayach lifnei Hashem. Therefore also we shouldn't refrain from since the Chassam Sofer in his entirety what he's saying is like this.
You don't see what to
be
honest. You feel that you're not worthy, you're not right. So he says this is how the Pasuk goes. You've got to make a Yom Tov of Shavuos. V'samachto lifnei Hashem alekecha. Everyone who's there, you've all got to be b'simcha. And everyone has got to be b'simcha. No one's left out because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that Torah b'mkoy ma sheyivchar. Rather than him making choices of Kali, so I want to take the best. Like we said, in milk you can divide it up, you can have the cream, you can then use the rest for cheese, and then you're left with the way the useless bit that's around it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not what I want from Kali, so no. I want to keep it as cholov. Mincha chadosh al Hashem b'shavu ha'yisichem. That's how every single Yid on Shavuos can become a mincha chadosh al Hashem. Every single one of us can become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can be rejuvenated again, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm not doing Bechira, I'm not choosing from Klal Yisrael. Torah is given to every single one of you. Ayil Taino, no, I'm not right, I'm not in that Madriga, says the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And when they came out of Mitzrayim, they were on that Madriga. I dafka gave them Torah then, that for Doris, you should all know that at any point that anyone feels that they're not right, they're still more right than they were when they came out of Mitzrayim. And therefore, it's a Yom Tov where everyone needs to be Mesameach, everyone needs to rejoice together. Chiddush Arim said that when the Rebbeinu Shlomo says that the Rebbeinu Shlomo was Noisein HaTorah, he gave it to us as a matana, he gave it to us as a gift. We call our noisim matana the chaver, but I ain't yofi your noisim, the Gemara Bava Basra says. It says more than that. If someone says, the Chiddush Arim, it's based on that Gemara, that if someone sells you, gives you as a gift, let's say something in the middle of his field, with that gift, he also gives you the right to come through his field to get to that bit that he's given you as a gift. Otherwise, it's a useless gift. It's a joke, it's not really a gift, you have no way of accessing it. So too, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, he gave us access to that Torah. No one should think they have no access to Torah. It's there. We have to daven for it. We have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. We should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us the power to be able to do that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, every single one of us stood at Mamre Har Sinai. We came out of Mitzrayim, we weren't Roy at all. We got the Torah. But we have to believe in these words of Chazal that every single one of us, no matter who or where we are, we can be Zoche the Torah. This year, this Shavuos. The B'dit Sheva says two amazing things. He says, you know, on Rosh Hashanah, it's a tremendous pachad. Because we're coming, we're standing in front of the Melech, the Melech Shemachal al Kavodah in Kavodah Machal. He says, but on Shavuos, the Rebbeinu Shlomo comes as the Melamed Torah la'am Yisrael. The Rav Shemachal al Kavodah Machal. So a person doesn't have to think, I have not kept Torah, I haven't adhered to Torah, I've not immersed myself in Torah. The Rebbeinu Shlomo will be Moichel. And he'll help us go from here. We have to realize the power that we have. He says, when we say in the morning every day, to let the person know his Gevura. I will say it doesn't fit into the Pasuk. It does. Because what's the Gevura of a person? The Gevura of a person is because he's got a chilek alukamimal inside of him. So about it's a shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But do we know that we've got actually a chilek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside us? We don't remind ourselves enough about that. We don't focus on that enough. We need to remind ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every single one of us has Gevura, has tremendous Gevura. We've got the Neshama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and he's given us Torah that's appropriate and applicable for us to be able to keep and to understand. The Gemara in Brachas asks, why was Rus called Rus? Why was Rus called Rus? The Gemara's Kasha, but Pashto says that it was her name from when she was a Moavia. She then did a Geirus, you would assume she'd take on a Jewish name. But it seems to be that name was still fitting for her to have as a Jewess. Basically didn't require her to change it. And it was kept as her name. We have a Megillah called by that name. And it's become a name in Klal Yisrael. So, what's the name? What's shopping this name, Rus? So the Gemara says that she would have an Enikel, Sherivos. Change the pinta a little bit. Sherivos. that would, from the Lashon Marve, that would saturate HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shiros v'sishpachos. David HaMelech. David HaMelech saturated HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shiros v'sishpachos. What does it mean to saturate HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shiros? He sang Shirah. So, do you know when he sang Shirah? When it was going good and it was well and it was easy, it's easy to sing Shirah. B'varuch Hu b'nei Avshalom b'noi, he sang Shirah. Yan Hashem b'yom Tzara, he sang Shirah. When he was running away from the Plishtim, when he was captured by, he sang Shirah, he sang Shirah, he sang. That's a marshal of saturating Kaviyochel, the Rebbeinu Shalom. Even when it's difficult, I see through that and I understand it. Where did David HaMelech get that from? Where did he get that inspiration to be able to see that? So the Chassam Sofer, he got that from Rus, from his great-great-grandmother, who went through what she went through, and more, and worse, and it got worse, and she still was David HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and still was pleasant, and still was amazing, and still kept going, and still taught that her enochel saw that whatever come what may, I can sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shiros v'sishpachos. Because at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing what's best for me. But if I've got a chilek and a kawi mal inside of me, then what more could I want than that? And it's through the Torah and through the Shira and through the Tehillim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David HaMelech siyotzei this taka on Shavuos. Those Tehillim are that which accompany us and give us and show us what every need has inside of him. Those words of Tehillim, that a person has to, we must realize that how much power, how much gevura we have by virtue of the fact that we have a chilek elokam imal inside us. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata dishmeya, that when we say Asher Bochar Bonu we call Amim, tonight we've discussed, it means Asher Bochar Bonu on first day Yom Tov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us, that we became Am Yisrael the day before Mamad Har Sinai. By there not being a Mamad Har Sinai on that Friday, on that 50th day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us that we've become Am Yisrael. And that's the Yom Tov. We already became Am Yisrael. Shebocha, and the next day, we're not sanonis to Yosu. The second Mishnah that Chassam Sofer says is, HaShebocha Rabbanu, when did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make choices and distinctions? When he chose us, Mikol HaAmim. But when it came to Torah, V'nosan lonu es Torah, so he gave it to the whole of Klal Yisrael. Everyone receives Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this Yom Tov, should be Izzah Hashem, choose us, continue to show us that we're chosen from the rest of the nations of the world, and give us the siyata d'shmaya that Torah should be applicable, should be niskabel, should be endowed and showered into the hearts of every single one of us, that we should have siyata d'shmaya to understand His Torah, to enjoy His Torah, we should have cheshik to learn, we should taste the masikus of Torah, that it should takabi dvash v'cholav tachas v'sheneh, we should be immersed in the Torah like in dvash and be transformed by the Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should allow us to become closer and closer to Him, which Mimela will lead to the Yeshuas and the Nechomas that we in Klal Yisrael need.